President Biden says America is back on the global stage. But after more than 6 months on the job, only one of his ambassadors to another country has been confirmed. And that is raising concerns about how effectively the administration is conducting foreign policy and what message is being sent to the global community. Here with more is NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez.
On the campaign trail, President Biden promised to restore U.S. credibility after 4 years of decline under the Trump administration.
I will reinvest in a diplomatic corps that this administration has hollowed out and put our diplomacy back in the hands of genuine professionals.
But very few of those genuine professionals are actually on the job. On Wednesday, the Senate confirmed former Senator Ken Salazar as U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Earlier in the year, Linda Thomas Greenfield was confirmed as ambassador to the United Nations in New York. But that's it. And what that means, says Ambassador Eric Rubin, the president of the American Foreign Service Association, is that the United States is operating around the world with one hand tied behind its back.
And while I'm quite sure it's not intended to be a signal of disrespect or lack of commitment to engagement with other countries, it can come across that way after a point.
Biden hit 200 days in office on Sunday. At the same point, former President Barack Obama had 59 ambassadors confirmed. George W. Bush had 53 ambassadors confirmed. And Donald Trump had 19. That's according to Catherine Dunn Tempest, who tracks presidential appointees for the Brookings Institution.
The sluggish pace is simply striking, and the dearth of U.S. ambassadors that have been confirmed at this point in his administration is a historic low. And there is no question that this has to be affecting our diplomatic relations across the globe.
There are many reasons for this. The administration has put forth dozens of nominations that the Senate has yet to confirm. And Senator Ted Cruz, the Texas Republican, has used a procedural tactic to stall many nominees over differences he has with Biden's policy on a Russian gas pipeline.
We are frustrated over the slow pace of confirmations, particularly for non-controversial nominees. A number of these nominees who are sitting and waiting are highly qualified. They have a number of them have a lot of Republican support. So what is the holdup?
That's Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She also noted that the president has sent over more nominees at this point than Obama and Bush. Biden's Deputy Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman, recently took a trip to China, a country the U.S. is confronting over trade issues and cyber attacks. She told senators last week that the trip could have been more fruitful if she had the expertise of their nominees on board.
We are currently hamstrung in our ability to advance America's interests around the world without confirmed ambassadors and senior leaders.
Ivo Dalder, who served as a U.S. ambassador to NATO from 2009 to 2013, said by this point in the Obama administration, he had already been on the job for over 2 months.
It's a lost opportunity, to be frank.
But he also said that Biden deserves credit for picking people with experience, and that includes among the more controversial political picks, even donors.
What Biden has done is look for people who are both close to him, but also have the expertise to re-engage in a diplomatic effort that is sorely needed after many years of neglect.
He noted that one Democratic fundraiser, Jane Hartley, who is expected to be heading to London, previously served as ambassador in Paris for Obama. And Mark Brzezinski, who has been nominated to serve in Poland, he has ties to the country and also served in the Obama White House. Still, of the roughly 24 political nominees announced, more than half are political bundlers, according to Dennis Jett, a retired diplomat and professor who wrote the book, American Ambassadors.
So he's picking much more qualified people. The downside is that it's still a certain amount of money that's involved.
But the White House feels Biden's nominees from the private sector can make excellent representatives overseas, once they actually get confirmed. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.